And to do in the past is not a phrase that I made up.
That's a Gemara. The Gemara has over here on the Ayin Dalet Amud Beis at the seventh line, Halosh v'ha'ofe, the last two of that set. Omer Papa Shavak Tana Didan Bishul Samemana Dav Bemishkan V'Nokat Ofe. Why? Tana Didan Sidur the Pas Nokit. This is the famous expression Sidur the Pas. I believe there were 11 malachas in Sidur the Pas. Then, starting from Hagozes that we started, Baruch Hashem, the last month we started Hagozes. Let's count them up, okay? Gozes, Malabe, Menapet, Sovea, Tova, Mesich, Osashtem, Botanir, and Oreg, Potsea, Kosher, Matir, Tofer, Korea. That's 13. We can call this Malachas of the Urios. It's so appropriate, we're learning about the Mishkan today, right? This is, it's the Mishkan Taseas Urios, so it's Parsha Shavua, Parsha Struma. So, Urios. Good. So you have 11 plus 13, it takes you to where?
24.
We're getting places. We're both saying only 39. Now, Levita. What's next? What's next? Hatsod, Hashochet, Hamafshit, Hamolech, Hamaabed. I want to play with that a little bit. Hamamachek, Hamachatech, Hakosev, Hamochek. We can call these Melachos of Or. Melachos of Or. Last two questions, whether they fit into that category. We'll just make it. Should we put it? Shouldn't we put it? Rashi says over here, Kosev Amochek, Mefarash Lamai Miborale, the Mishkan, Shekain Rosh Menal Karshia Mishkan. Again, this is Parsha. Right? It makes that many crushing. Later, Ezer Ben Zug. I guess we really shouldn't put it there. It's got to take it out. Just crush him. That's Or. Okay, so there's seven. I'm trying to make things in better category, but you gotta tell the Torah Sembis, gotta tell the truth. Seven. So you have 11 and 13 and seven. What does that take us to?
31.
Again, the first digit is already three. All right? So we're getting places. So then you're left with, I guess you might call them, you know what the word they call them today? Random. Yeah, that's the modern word for everything. Random. The next eight, what are they? Again. Kosev, Mochek, Bones, Soser, Mechabe, Mavir. We can call them the twins. Because they are all twins.
Zugus,
right? There are a few other Zugus before, but okay. And then the last two, Makabe, Padash, and Hotso. Fine. So, Baruch Hashem, we're now well into the Malachas of Or, which we hope to finish quickly. I want to start Kosev next week. And, we're on our way. I both say.
Everyone, we stop recording.
No, this is. Should we start the recording? I don't know. Let's begin. The Mishnah says in the Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, the last four words, "Ein osin hilmi b'shabbos." Some kind of French word. And then thank God for the Gosu Tzium on the side. It says, "Taroves maimu melech asuya l'shimur ochlin." You have to understand, this is pointed out by the Sefer Lama Tes Malachas, the Bechutin, Rabbi Rubiat Shlita, who explains this whole idea of tanning is foreign to us, because today when you want to preserve food, you put it in the freezer. They didn't have freezers. They didn't have refrigerators. They didn't have cell phones. That they didn't have. Okay. So when they wanted to preserve food, it shouldn't spoil on them, they put it in salt. And I preserved it. Maybe you learned about that when you're in your social studies. I remember learning when I was in school. They used to preserve the food. No, they still teach in social studies. Some things still exist. They still call it that. So that's what I remember learning about these things. They put it in salt, and that's called ma'abed. Okay? So this is comparable. You put this, you make salt water, which is used in the process of preserving foods. So therefore, they from Chazal prohibited it. Aval also who as mea melach. Okay, the Gemara is going to explain. What does that mean? It says, top Rashi. So He's to be machmir. Everything's awesome. Why? Rashi knew about this. You can put it in salt, so it should be preserved. Your sky shouldn't go, shouldn't spoil on you. True. The original ibud in the Mishkan was clearly on leather, but preserving food and salt is like curing leather with salt. I don't know how they cure leather exactly, but something like that. So it's considered to be ma'abed, was it the rice of the rabbanim? Perhaps we'll get to a little bit later on. Fine. Yes.
And making the salt water
is already a problem. But the rabbanim, clearly, no.
Even the food might be the rabbanim, but I just didn't know how to read the Rashi. He says when you're making the salt water, is the neshu kima'abed mesakin as ha'ucho nasa mosocho. There's their food in the water. Is there?
They would pour. I guess they'd pour it. Maybe they put the food in the salt water. That's why it got salt on it. Believe me, I'm not an expert in how they did these things. I don't know if any experts exist today in this world. We don't have that anymore. But maybe, perhaps, I'm not sure. Okay. So the bottom line is the Gemara makes a distinction about the seven lines in. Einos me melech merubin los esatoch akvashim shebesoch gistra. Okay, so we pass the halacha, mu'atim is mutter. The question, of course, becomes, how much is mu'atim? Let's take a look to the Ran. This is the first reading in the Maramah Kamas. The Ran, it's page Kuftes, Olam et Chesed et Beis. Hilchah Naktinon, Mei Melech Shmerubin Asurim, Al Mei Melech Mu'atim Netzorach Tibul Os Asuda Shari. Osa Suda, so Muatim means for that meal. Miu, he quotes the Gemara. Afila Muatim, Kalecha the Ika, Trey, Tulsi, Milcha, Osir, Ukhdama Bai Besamach. If it's so salty, more salt than water, right? Pile Plum, I would have said. Narabosai, for us, I think I'm speaking for everybody in the room, there's only two nights a year that we ever have salt water on the table. If you're in Israel, there's only one. Everyone know what I'm talking about? Say it. The Shulchan Gemara talks about that. Yeah. There's one word. It doesn't make it hard for you to understand the one word. Let's take a look at the Shulchan Gemara. May melech mu'atim heim ma'imu melech v'shem and ma'murav and yachav v'tovu ben pito onos v'tok tavshum gabi nistri ha'of tzoli v'adogim. Okay, fine. Ein tzioch lo ma'ashim nosin ha'melech v'hakach ha'maimu ha'shem and mutar. Hilchach. Be'erev Pesach. I think it's an inexact phrase. It means Leil Pesach. What is Erev Pesach? It says Be'erev, but it means Be'leil Pesach. Shechalios B'Shabbos. Mutu La'arev Melech V'chometz Gelas V'tibu Rishin. That's our minig, Rabbi Osai. That's our minig. Our minig is we use it, we make salt water, and for that, that's our minig. The Ram Tipton and Charosis, for those who know.
That's why you couldn't do it before Pesach started. It's just
Leil
Pesach is on
Chol Shabbos. No, what the problem your Pesach is? If Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it at all. You know why? Hachana. We'll cut to Hachana a little bit later. Hachana. You can't prepare. You're not allowed to prepare on Shabbos for weekdays. Even if the weekday is Yontif, it doesn't matter. That's a fable. Maybe we'll talk about that one day. I want to talk a little bit today if you have time. Hachana. That's not the Hachana. Maybe you learned about Hachana one day, and maybe you learned about it in Beit Zedaber, Hachana Darabo, or Psochim. Nah, it's a different concept. That's a Daraisa. This is Hachana. We call Hachana. You can't prepare from Shabbos for a week. Everyone knows that. You must have learned that, right? You can't. So that's why it can't be upshot. That's why. Okay, fine. Good. Let's go a little bit further in the Shulchan Gemara. Let's see. V'chein muter lasos ha'meluach mi'yirokos b'Shabbos shenos to the melech al yirokos achakach ha'shemen v'achakach ha'chometz chol ha'yotze b'zeh aval also lasos mei melech merubin shenire kemo she'osin melech ha'melech ha'sabishul ha'bishul? Do I hear Bishul? Yeah. Kain, Pasuk, Maimini. Pekha, Bechelachit, on the Maramah Kamas. Usham Mefarshim said, no. Ramas Adas Yochid. Hatamishim the dummy le ibud. Tekev on sha'osu. This kaim yamim rabim. Dummy le ibud sha'melech mekaimo. We can ride the whole darmina and I name it based. Any would be Oakland. Hainu dafka this chai of a love. Aber Yisroel der Rabban and Mia Ika. To ibud the hocha ibud Oaklandu. This is a very, very important Shulta Gibran on many, many levels. Many, 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 many levels. Fine. Let's go straight to the Shulchan Aruch. You know, these are the shorter malachas. We'll go to the Shulchan Aruch faster than we did in some of the previous ones. Yes, sir. Shin Chof Aleph's base. Yeah.
Why does it matter if you put the melach in first and then the water?
It's a shinu, I think. They used to usually put the melach in first. That's what the first. That's it. We'll look at Shulchan Aruch. Shin Chof Aleph's base.
According to Google, the way that they actually did curing the meat back in the day was you add and put the meat in a pot of water.
Oh.
And then you add salt to it until it is
there you go. Google Rabbeinu Google. Rabbeinu Hagodol. Hagogol. Don't Google is very good. Tells us how shot in these things. Thank you so much. Shin Chof Aleph Beis. Ein Osen Mei Melech Habib Beyachad Losses Toch HaKvoshin from the Dome of the Ibud. Oh, the Mechaber Rabbeinu the Rambam. Rambam is his favorite, but when everyone gangs up on Rambam, he went with the majority view. With the majority view. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat on Tess. Question. Yerek shenakov shenos gede l'skayim. Shekevet shenos mei melech gede l'skayim. Dome le'ibud ha'or shemelech mekaimo. As we just saw. I ain't even welcome with the Raisa. Rabbana mi yuasa moshkas ha-poskin. Fine. Mishnah Berurah explains what we just saw in the Shulta Gibarin. Let's go on in the Mechaber. Aval yochel lasas m'mena ma'at losas l'tochu ha-tavshil. Yud Aleph. Ha-tavshil. O litbol b'tehen pito. That's what we do. We dip the karpas in it on Pesach night. Right? That's exactly what we do. All right? A little bit further. We'll get to that. I will also last host the Tzorach Chol. Oh, no. That's a Chona. Kedel Tzorach Chol. But the Tzorach Yomo is Mutter. Not everyone agrees to this. Take a look to save time. I'll just read it to you from the Bria Halacha. Let's look in the Bir Hete first a little bit. Let's let Be'alachas do the trick. Aviyochel asked men a ma'at. Ein mishnah beru yudalef. In Amogan Avraham, Sivkot and Dalet, hevi raya ledvorov. This is a very, very, what dvorov? Who dvorov? Where dvorov? Don't tell me what dvorov are. You're supposed to look it up yourself. In Amogan Avraham. Everyone has Amogan Avraham? I guess let's look it up. You know, I didn't put it on the Makoros. I'll try to make it easier for you to see the mishnah beru. If you have it, let's take a look and see what it says. Ma'at, the tzorech tibul osa suda, ran. Mashmud the tzorech suda cheres, afilu ma'at osur. Afilu osa shemen osur, kei nirali, kei mashmud sif hei. Ein simen shinyu test sif alf. What's sif hei? Osur limloach bosor mevushel o beitza mevushelas le ha ni cha. Not for immediate use. So the Magen Avraham understands it to mean that you have to have it for immediate use, not for the next meal. And he says, no. He says, no. Mishnah Berurah Yud Aleph said, what did he say? So, Ilat Tzorach Suda Zu, Olat Tzorach Acheres, means Acheres, means Suda Acheres. Yud and Sharat Ziyim, Elia Rabba, Shem Habi Rishon, Gamar Dasa Ran who came, the local Magen Avraham Sifkon Dala and Shom. The most possible were against the Magen Avraham. As long as for that day, it's considered to be Ma'at for our purposes. Okay, this is a big machlokas between the Magen Avraham and everybody else. Pashmi followed the majority view. the majority of you. Fine. Now, let's take a look. The Gemara, back to the Gemara. Keep the Shulchan Aruch open, but go back to the Gemara for a minute. Kuf Chesam Beis, just for a minute. We'll read one line. Give me the whole thing. The Gemara says as follows. One Adamas Ein Molchin, line starts the word Ein. Ein Molchin, Tznon Ubeitha B'Shabbat. So if you do Mishmeh, the Yavayama, what a little gimel is. Tznon Osir Ubeitha Muteres. What does Rashi say? What does Rashi say? Ein molchen snon ubeitza, gimel v'dalet chatiches yachad, shamelach ma'abdon, v'nas in koshin, v'avetikun. Some of the salt, what should we say, tans them, cures them, preserves them, whatever word you want to use. What are the words? What do they use in the English books for Ma'avid? That's what we learn in Hebrew. I don't know what's cool.
Curing.
Okay, I'm not sure what these things mean, frankly, either too much. But whatever it means, whatever the English word is. So it says three or four at a time. Okay? Oh. And the Gemara then says a little bit later on, Malach lo malachna, tvule vadai. Matbilna. Okay. Rashi. Mimlech lo malachna shtayim yachad. Tvule. Bishas achila. Matbilna v'achilna. So what does that mean? One at a time? It sounds like distinction between, we have four or five on one hand, and one on the other hand. Because less than two is one. Right? Shtayim yachad is also a problem. So why is it before four or five? Excuse me, three or four? Three, four, two, it's all the same thing. They're a problem. The only thing that's not a problem is one. That's the Pashup Shad and Rashi. The Pashup Shad and Rashi. The Pashup Shad and Rashi. It's interesting. There's a Truma Sadeshen. Since we like the Truma Sadeshen, just there's so much discussion. It was so good for us. That whole tshuva we had before, remember that one? Oh, at the Mila on Shabbos. Try another one. What?
Mine says Nunhe.
Which, what simon is it?
Nunhe.
Nunhe. I'm sorry, my mistake. Ma'ol litbo kamachatichos tzon b'melach b'shabbos. Tshuva. He wrote the shari. Inyan zeh, shiitbol kol achatichos achas achas levada. Ah. You dip them one at a time in salt, you will put them on a plate in front of you. V'anicham liachal lefonach lechol miyad zuach hazu. Rashi. Ike kpeda shenimlach shtayim or shlosha biyachad. You shouldn't salt them all at once. You can salt them one after the other, even though you're going to eat them. You know, after you finish salting all of them. The Kamarasha might peel Mashas Achila. The Mashbad is no sure that peel El Dafka Mashas Shabal Lechel Echaticha. No. It's not the road to the Mashas Achila. La Fuki, you wrote to Lisha Osman Aruch. But Chilas Asuda Lachak Mar Asuda. That's too long. Lochan Zuha, Miyad Zuha Chazum. Ain't Kepeda. This is the Truma Sadeshen. Okay. And that's what we pass in La Lacha. As we shall see soon. In the Truma Sadeshen. Fine. Gavaldik. Doesn't say exactly what the period of time is. From the beginning to the end of the meal is too long. Too long. Too long. That's what he says.
Right.
Yeah.
Is it Pashup Shan and Rashi that he's dipping and putting it into his mouth right away?
That's what. Right. So he's saying it doesn't mean that. That's exactly what's coming to Lafuke. Don't interpret it that way. You might learn. Let's say what Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Osai, Siv Gimel and Dalit over here. Shin Chavalf. Oslam lo achatichas tznon arba chamash biyachat. Inflation. Right? Rashi said three or four. He says four or five. We think even two is a problem. It's strange. The numbers here. The numbers game. I'm just reading to you. That's what it says. Shulchanov says that. Okay. Fine, fine. Whoa! What are you doing to us here? He went back to the Rambam, the Mechava. First he abandoned the Rambam. Now he's like the Rambam. Yeah, Kamavasha. Ella, Mitabel Kolachas Levada, Vaochlo. Ava Beitzim Utal Lemocha. Yesh Mishakosav, Chuma Sadesha Dunhei. Shemut Litvol Kamachatichos Snon Achas Achas Levada, Lanichem Kriyachal Lefon Kleilochem, Bidyasu Achazu. It's a yesh, I'm in the Shulchan Aruch, implying that you may be right. Some disagree with him. Based on the simple shot of Rashi. Yeah.
Talking
about where the you put them in the compound of the question, the opposite for the beginning. So here we're talking about kavshim bushel. He's talking about where you have a pot of min alach and you add the vegetables to it. You're dipping it in. Whereas the sabiz, he's talking about adding min alach to a pot of vegetables. I'm not saying that it's no distinction. It's possible, but I'm saying the pashtus rambam has both because of mavashel. The rest of the world has both because of ma'abed, and the mechavah seems to split. I'm not saying it's illogical. I think what I said is correct. I'm 100% sure. I think so. Now, it's interesting. Look at the Mishnah Brura over here in Sivkot and Yutes. Achas, Achas, Levada, the head of the Chumas Sedeshen. The Bezei, Nirek, Kovash, Kavoshim. Again, I don't know why he talks about that. Umashakosa, Lahanicham, Yacha, the fun of Hainu, Shimuchana, the fun of Lechol, Ava Yizoyer, Shlo Yunogos, Zu, Bezu. They shouldn't touch each other. Where does this come from? Machzis HaShekel. We have, since we are open already, let's look at Machzis HaShekel. And then we're going to have Ram Sivkot and Vov. Okay. What did we're going to have Ram say in Vov? Yesh Mishakazah, Zat Shumos HaDeshin. Echem Me'agdolim Hor Adayin Yisrael Elo Seis Harbe Chatichos Lefazir Olai Omelech ולזרוק או לנער כדרך שאוסם לדוגם במליחוסם, לדום על העיבוד, בניח השורי, על בסמג וסמק, משמד אין להוקל על הטאבל, as the Chumash Adeshin said. So he quoted the opinions, even more make it. Even more make it. So we're not so make it. Only have to do one at a time. One at a time. As the Machtis HaShekel, here in Sivkot and Vov, Kulei Oser, bigger make You said correctly, Ephraim, that the Mechava is a maker of the Chumash Adeshim. Notice one is even more maker than him. Okay, but we reject it. In Achas Shari, Sim Chumash Adeshim, but if you die, the Medech Tivu Becholin in Shari, that's a lot. The Chumash Adeshim, no hit the Kim Kamosha Kodesh Shulchan Aruch, the Tabal Echad Echad. Also, a Godel, hit the Afil Bol Harbi Chadichas Pamachas, but also Kim the Fazer Olei HaMelech. It's the difference between, as you said before, kind of dunking versus spreading. Okay, which we don't know exactly what this means, frankly. In Hakal Tabel, Echad Echad, Chumash Adeshin, Afilu Tovel Echad Echad, Manich Lefonot Tzor Lizor, Shul Kol Echad, Lo Yeh No Geh Bechavero, Yitzhil Nifrodim Zeh Mizeh, because of Abach, Chumash Adeshin. Even at the Godel doesn't care. They shouldn't even be touching each other. And then Mishnah Berurah quotes this in Sivkot and Yutes from the Machzis HaShekel. And he goes further and says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chof, Me'azu achazu, Shehane shol yesha osam zman, Oruch, afim osa suda atzma, Gometchila suda atzofa, Kedei she's yaziyu harbe, She's a dome on the ibud. Apparently things sweat, the liquid comes out. It comes out, that's how it gets preserved. Aval heim mishtayin, Shoa mu'etes, U'mazin, Ktsas, Ein mekar klum, Taz. Okay. Kol zon adas shulchan aruch. Okay. Aval aminik, Shlol ishash the hashos klal b'melach elametabel v'ochel b'melach immediately. You shouldn't leave it there even for a period of time. That's the minik. The minik to be more machmir than the shulchan aruch. Okay, very nice. It's very nice to be machmir. Terrific, terrific. Who said so? Who said so? So you go back to Sifkot and Yudalid, Rebbe Osai, 405. Shochaticha monachas levada im bezev shem kovish kvoshim galom berzik ma'abed. Oh, both. Avak shemocha biyachad, filu daita leochlem teichef, filu la shosim b'milcham ha-sheitzi k'mirusam me'azeh k'dakam, gam kein osur. It goes to Taz, Chumash Adeshin, because it gives an impression, at least at that time. Filu masha osim b'milcham, Achiyazil Kitakam. Afilumolech o metabal chatichas ston choda. Osir medina. Ken hola hatasif kotnal. Ali Rabba. Yeah. Lemloch ston osir afilu chaticha achas. Mogan Ramsim kotn vav. Vishem abach kos of gam came. Gimel. What's that there? To know gamma sholemoch and cloud. Elemetabel. Kol echad b'melach v'ochel. U'menhagenu, what's our minute? Shechotchim b'shabbos snow dak dak. V'nos nosa b'karo, mochon nosa k'shofen ala chomets v'och nosa. L'choro ha'damu l'zeh l'harbi chatichas yosem idina. Afilim ochon miyad. V'en heter ala derech tibul kol achad b'fnei atzma. So what's going on? Minhag Yisrael is against the din. Venire, this is the Taz. The cave on day manichan also klal azia ella. Shofkin shem chometz gaminim acherim. Lodom al ibud. Fekoshkin shofkin shem shemetecha. Shem shemen machlish koach amelach. Ktas makomas osin yerek shekoin salatin. Lettuce salad, salad. Umochen a yerek bifnei atzmo tchila. Umashin also kach, yilimeteh. You strain out the water. It's an Easter gomur. Whatever the minik was, it was a mistaken minik. In Sharatian Tezvav, the Shilta Gibram, we saw Matis Salat Shalatin. No. Hainuk shenosin Hashem and Aleim Techef. You put the oil on it immediately, then the salt has no chance to have its effect. Then and only then was the Shulti Gemara Mekil, Rabosai. Yes, sir.
What's the additional Isser involved with Yazir? What is it? What is
no, that's exactly the Isser. How does salt work? Salt removes the liquid, and by removing the liquid, you're left with a sort of a concentrated food product, which preserves better. It's the water, the liquid stuff, that doesn't stay well in for long periods of time.
I'm
a pseudo science on my part, but that's what's pshat in the sugya. I understand it.
So Yazir is just—it's like some sort of like landmark for us.
Right. It sweats, and the liquid starts coming out. That's how I understand it. Fine. Now, why is it Beitza Muteris? Yud Ches in Mishnah Berurah. People do not preserve eggs in brine or in some sort. Probably doesn't work. Eggs can be dangerous. You have to watch out. I think it causes salmonella or something. If eggs stay too long, is that correct? I think you can even die if eggs stay too long. It happened to someone in Nebuch in my community. It was a very sad story. One of the from proprietors, he wasn't really his fault. It's always your fault. He bought eggs, and the eggs were mislabeled or outdated or something like that. And without, put the eggs into something, somebody died. The Board of Health came and closed them down. Very, very sad story. It's no joke. This happened in the 20th century. I'm discussing something from Fria de Gayora. Yeah, it's very, very, very unfortunate. So you have to watch out for these things, okay? So that's probably why I don't preserve eggs, because it's just too dangerous. The toxins there, it's too dangerous. But then he says even further than that, V'gam ein ha-melech mo'olem kol kach. I mean, it could be a shikol ha ba'atalia. Salt won't really work so well to preserve eggs. Now, what's the source for this? The Mogan Avraham Sivkot and Hay. Beitz the Mutal Mochon. That's the Levush. Second reason. And Kekos the Chumos Adeshin. Al Dogen Biyomtov. Ken Masha Bigamora. Kabit Snow. The Hechad Hamelech Ein Moalo Shari. So he throws in an additional Svara, which is not found in the Levush, apparently. So what does the Machtes HaShekel say? The Rotsa, again. Lesser bedogam amalicha biyomtiv in this karu meir biyomtiv, hol amalicha mashbiach osan, mizuraya, Mashmati lo aisam licha mashpichan hayamuter. That's Gemara by Tznon. Not going to the entire sugas of Gemara. That's what it says. Adkan. Fine. But Pashto need both considerations. Okay, fine.
Rebbe, yeah. If you kill the shell.
Right, the fish, I think, from before. I think so. Sivav, Abosai. Ein lemloach biyachad harbe pulin vadoshim shenisbashel blikli poson. Why not? Because the malicha works. Look at Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan, Chav Beis. Ta malicha mo'ilalem. Rabbi Kigvisha, v'yibud. If malicha works, it's no good. It's the Mogad Avraham said. That's exactly what the Mogad Avraham said. And when it comes to a beitza, what does it say in Sifhei? Osim loach bosom mevushel o beitza mevusheles lahanicha. Oh, Isaac Moses' beitza is okay. No, once you cook the egg, then already the malicha can actually work. As the Mishnah Berurah in Chafal at the beginning, where is it? Osim loach da matir and beil beitza de malcha. Hayan letzorach osa suda. Avlim loach ha-bosom ha-beitza kidei lanich liachazman. Tomer le'ibu le'kvisha. And it's not allowed. Right? It's not allowed. What'll happen if you want to leave it for the same day? Once again, I'm reading Mishnah Berurah on the top of this page. Kufa Mechas. V'ine das v'agon avroam v'taz afilu dat alecho b'yomo. Im l'tzorach surat cheres yeshizor b'zeh. Okay? El Yerabah says, no. Rakam dat alecho l'ach ha-shabbos. B'yiragro. Etc. In certain cases, others will be moderate. Okay, Rebbe also said these things don't happen too often in our homes, but I just wanted to bring you up to date. Now, there's a table of the Piskei Tshuvas. I forgot to bring it up. I want to. Is it in my office, maybe? Give a look, see if the Piskei Tshuvas is there. I'm not sure if it's there. I forgot it right now. I wanted to bring it. I forgot. He has a lot to say about this. He says, Yesh limona, you should stay away from Lasso's quote, rotave. The word rotave is a very loaded term. We had rotave, we learned about bishul, it means gravy. He says it's made from tavlinin b'chometz v'shemen. You put in spices, you put in vinegar, you put in oil. K'dei l'tabel machalim, as a dip. Right? Unless you follow the rules that we had over here. The rules over here comes to making May Melach, etc., etc., etc. Oh, thank you. This is in Simon Shun Chaf Aleph, footnote 12. That's he says this. I'm not sure what he means. I'll give him what I think he may mean, which is important. If
oil and salt in the dressing,
you got the right word. Dressing. Can you make salad dressing on Shabbos? I think you can't.
You say you cannot.
Cannot, unless you follow the rules that we have here, which are very onerous rules. Do people make salad dressing on Shabbos?
Sure.
That's what I thought. So what's going on over here? I said, I like undressed salad, so I'm not into this whole thing. But I think he seems to be saying, there doesn't even an English word over here. There's some English words sometimes, I think, some places. So I think maybe. The back somewhere? It's got some kind of a English glossary somewhere? Huh?
His problem should be making the problem should be paying on the food also.
Oh, exactly. So I thought, again, I can't find what he means over here. I thought he meant you can't make salad dressing. That's what I thought he meant.
You can't put your dressing on your salad. You can't dress the salad.
No, I didn't say that. He's talking about let him speak for himself. Let him speak for himself. I'm reading to you. Yesh limona, milasas quote rota b'Shabbos, are the irvuf tavlinim b'mayim o b'chometz im shemen v'chadome, k'dei l'tabel bohem beitzim o shar macholim v'tavshilim v'dip, in lo lefi ha'klolim anal shal asiyas mei melech. So you equate salad dressing with mei melech. You can't make it on Shabbos. Unless you make a little bit. Okay, if you make a little bit. But I know people don't make a little bit. People make a salad dressing more than you need for that meal, even more than you need for Shabbos. Am I correct? I mean, I see.
The easy rule is then the Mishnah that if you sort of put the shemen into the melach first, or
well, the question is what's going to be? I think it's a shinui. I think, but what Rebbe say in this rule, anybody ever made salad dressing? How do you do it? What'd you put in first?
I think vinegar.
Vinegar first.
You
put the base, so yeah.
Vinegar first, common?
I know it is. Usually
the
liquid goes first.
Liquid goes first. So maybe you make a shinoi, you put the salads in first, that may be a possible leniency. But people, I don't know, people realize this. I don't know. I'm just saying what it says over here. I'm reading what it says. I read you footnote 12. Hold on. Look at Mishnah Berurah. Sif Kotten Samach Tes. Samach Tes. What? Samach Tes. Yup. Samach Tes. Samach Tes. Mutalasos Yeno Melin. Sugan Kuflamatas and Masechta Shabbos. What does the Mishnah Berurah say? Haina la'aron la'ochron kamol shehein. Also, litter of osn yafel l'san l'ashe torah os yosef umnus kudol v'tikun gadol zeh. Bachar l'besif tezvav. Kosev ma'aril. Also, this is kidil t'ochom v'sas is kibul. Oh, I can dip. Shouldn't put some spice into vinegar, right? The dumb of the Hilmi, here he is. Hilmi, like salt water. Who made melach, I'm going to have a base. I'm going to have raw mask of the side of the huckle, but that calls a bimaruba. I'll be matcha, I feel in my real as we saw in the base. So the Mogan Avram somehow says it's okay. That's why he only said tov limana. He didn't say it's also because the Mogan Avram is Mogan Avram. What does it say in Chafei, Mar Avraham? Why is he arguing with the Maril? Why is he arguing with the Maril? Rebbe, also give a look. Chafei, ta-da-dum. He quotes the Maril. Sarachian, Tehil mi osin neshuka kovish kivashim. Avo zed damil yemil in the shari. Umacha de Yaakov. I don't know enough about these various substances to give a definitive answer. I guess the Mogen Avraham feels that he didn't preserve things in salad dressing.
It's for taste, no?
It's for taste, right. So that's why he thinks that it should be okay. So, again, I'm not into salad dressing, so I can't say for sure what's going on over here.
But they don't understand why the oil doesn't solve everything.
Could you put oil in the dressing? Do all dressings have oil?
No, but they're not.
Usually
just
vinegar and water. I don't use any dressing. I see in the refrigerator we have Italian dressing and Russian dressing and aluminum dressings. When I grew up, we didn't have any dressings. It's niacinamycin. This is the 21st century machola. But that's, you have to adjust. I still have undressed salads. And my wife wants to put salad. She gives me a piece of undressed stuff that she puts the stuff on later for the other guests. They come for Shabbos with an undressed salad, unless we buy it in the store. Well, then what we're going to get. Okay, yeah?
Well, just get you a each individual piece of lettuce and dressing.
I didn't say he said that. He's just because of making it.
But how would you,
the Easter is to make it. It's an Easter of making it like Hilmi. That's what he says. I'm wondering if it's not a dip, because dressing is usually not used as a dip. If I care, you put the dressing on the lettuce, not the other way around. So maybe that's not included in the violation. That's what I was, my side head there. Sorry for the Mogen Avraham, but I wanted to suggest that.
Dressing
could never be used to preserve anything. Yeah, that's... It's ruined. Exactly. So my dressing that's undressed can last till, from Shabbos to Shabbos. Without the miracle of Sori Meinu and Rivka Meinu. Well, it is. It's cut up lettuce and then carrots and peppers. It might last the whole week. Put in dressing. I'm told the day later you have to throw in the garbage. It starts to smell. It's so you see, for carrots, it's the opposite of preserving. Whatever. I'm suggesting that although he says it's nochel limana, yesh limana, perhaps it's a combination of the Mogen Avraham. If it's not used to dip, it's only used to put on. People don't dip things in dressings, I don't think. Right? You put it on. The dressing goes on. Am I correct? You don't dip things in the dressing. So I'm giving another sadahak.
The other side is that you can't preserve it.
Right. So, just point it out over here. I think he's answering it. 16, next footnote. Listen to this one. Rabbi Mechabre is Manenu. M'chavis Manenu, I try to solve the problem of what's found over here in the Mishnah Brewers of Kod and Yud Gimel. They don't understand it. Let's go back to Yud Gimel. We didn't see Yud Gimel yet. Yud Gimel, it says over here, Oslam Noach Hatichos Snow, who are then called Davish Hatzor Malikon, Visolim, Vishuman, Vugirkis Chayin, Nogan Ram Zayin, who we had the cause of a Ramba, Snow and Vachayotibo, who become a com, Nere the Davish and Darko Lichbosh, Shari. If you don't, no, you don't. What should we say? Pickle it, or preserve it, or dunk it, and that is permissible. Many pugs don't like it. Why? It's against the Shulchan Aruch. Sivav. And the Mloach B'yachar B'pulim Adoshim Shenizbashu B'klipasan. Why is that prohibited in Sivav? Hamalicha Mo'ilalen. As long as salt works, it's already a problem. Wow. No, his new klal should serve Shia Gamma Derek Lichbosh Osam. Adi Rabba. Also, Mirokla should Derek Lichbosh Osam. Also, the Mloch, Gamma Mena Melech Bolem, the Shadows Tivam. We said that's a quote to Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Mishnah Brua Yud Ches that we did read. I pointed out to you. Beit Zimut Lamokas, you need two positives. Number one, Ain Derek Lassus Mem Kvoshim. And number two, Ain Melech Bolem Kokach. If you're missing either ingredient, it should be a problem. But Yud Gimel doesn't seem to say it that way. That's what he points out of it. It's a serious, serious problem. Serious problem. If he wants a paskin attack, it's usr. Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, paskin is mutter. He calls it Mishnah Brura. Nafka Mini says, catch these words. You cut up tomatoes or cut up peeled cucumbers where you normally would not preserve them, to pickle them, you know, it's once it's already peeled. This is footnote 23. He passes this out. Shmir Shabbos al Chasa Perik Yud Aleph Siv Beis in the Horus quotes up Shlomo Zalman from Malafafonu Klufim Vagvonius Chatuchos. That means they already peeled the cucumber. They already cut the tomatoes. Shina Derech Lekovshon. He's a shitose, learned the Mishnah Brura in the name of the Prima Gana Kapshuto. Lo daksha melech mishana tivam, and letzorach shiyem aderech lekovshon to aser. And these kinds of things, that nowadays they don't preserve them. Masheken apiyam avur liyel shaddai bezesha melech poel lishanos tivam, dilesa melechosa, which most posts can hold that way. Why? Because it's ma'abe, as a yesh lesa marbis suge yorokos, kein kol, kein kach, Pepilpul yorok, green pepper, v'chasa, lettuce, ukruv, cabbage, v'chayotze b'zeh. See, paskin zechum, I think he's right. I think he's right. But there's an unbelievable cool he throws in. Unbelievable cool he threw in 24. Ha'pesha osa, pesha hitte. I mean, it wasn't matter, but he suggests I had to. Listen to this now. I told you before from Lamed Es Malachas that in the olden days, everything was preserved with salt and today, no one uses these things. Look what he writes in 24. He's like this. Maybe we should make the following suggestion. Look. He says, on top. He says, and all these are, and even if, he says, if Shlomo Zalman is right that they're not going to preserve them in the fashion that they used to, but there's so many other ways of preserving things nowadays. So if you throw it in salt, Elu she'eino beget hazeh, even it won't change it that much. Elam can he coronasak ay they call melach or me melach or shatav linen as we said. Then they have old tachbulos to keep it a long time in the freezer. He says hakpa'a or vacuum. What's vacuum? Vacuum packed. Komakom, came and bosses are even Rashim and Asa de Melach, and Bechlala Isser, against Nova Shabbinian. I will also meet Motsori Mosan, she ain't a Melach Nitin Rem, a lit mat, could have chopper at Tabova, just to taste a little time to get salt. Iko Ibn Hashim and Asa a day, Hatakbula Sanal freezer of vacuum, but Vade ain't a Bechlala Isser, the father of Melach the Shopper Taimo. No problem. He wants to know nowadays. Im ki regilim ha'gam la'abdam u'l'chavshim u'l'shamra, ach ein ha'derech l'shtamesh b'klal b'koach ha'melech etzor ha'kak. Is manen ha'tachbulos shonos ha'tovim u'mo'ilim eseres monim y'melech. 100 times better than salt. It's freezing and vacuum packing. So therefore, he wants to know that maybe we have a right to be somewhat more mekel. And not only that, b'zmanenu asher gidulei ha'soda ovrim shipurim nifloim. Genetic engineering, which can make these things last longer. Whoa. Should we buy those products? When they have these what do they call that? GMO. They've got some mice that you should buy, you shouldn't buy it. I'm not getting involved in this. This is above my understanding. Asher Mishaperes as Mirkam Agidul. Even making salt softer or harder is also ibud like. They have down there to do a genetic engineering. What examples he gave? Radish, onion, cucumber. They would put them in salt. No! They hate the. And they don't put salt unless they want to have a little bit of taste. Look, he tells you, look in the various svarim, what to do with this. Elam calls there, Kevin Sheshav Shoras HaMelech LeGrom LeHazos and LeRikucham HaKishuyam Avshen Regilin B'kach. It's part of a Dovah Shebabinyan, I understand. But he suggests a possible svara in certain cases. See, we take into account Torah Mada. Modern scientific progress fits in over here.
Is he saying we could... Earlier he said we can't rely on the longer well. Now he's saying
he's going both directions.
Because it's much more extreme.
Perhaps.
But if your salad has salt in it, the first you probably would say it's problematic, and now he's saying
maybe there's more reason to be making. Now look at this. In the hater amalicha lemken yaniach shemen vechadom etchila ukitol lahalon o yimlach echad echad. Oh, that's we know. One at a time. That's what we know. 25. What's a menorah tahora? Gam mechaticha achas ein lahakal lefazer olav melech el lahakul melech dafka. What? He's killing us. You can't even salt a single vegetable. Only if you dip it into this. We don't do that anymore. In the old days, they had salt bowls. We have salt shakers, right? I'm both saying in your house, you have salt shakers. Or you have salt bowls. I'm asking. Shaker, we're all shakers and movers, right? That's far much of a shaker as I am, actually. Salt shaker. But,
I've seen
for challah. Yeah, for some of the frum places, you have to dip it in the, We are a modern, you come to my house, Shabbat, we are a modern family. We are very modern. We have salt shakers. I'm not sure the table is going to be white. You have to watch out. Kind of things going on with me. Riverdale, what can I tell you? It's a modern community. What can I say? Okay, we'll see. Anyway, because the Shulchan Aruch does it, he's right. You want to be technical? What's the lashon of the Mechaber? The Mechaber said, what did the Mechaber say? Ela mitabel cholachas levada. Mitabel means to dip. He's a literalist. He can only dip. Nah, he says it's wrong. The pitaz the pribegodim mucha behedja. From the father of Melech al Chaticha Mutter, uvach liyagiga haMelech beol Chatichas. That's all. Maybe it's only he meant this in Harachoka, because you're metabel b'Melech. It's in your hand, or it's in your spoon, on your fork, or your knife. The melech in Chashash Yevol Hashos b'Melech Shemiyad Machnisa LePiv. Oh, if I'm dipping it, it's in my fork. I dip it in, put it right in my mouth. Mashegin bepizur melech hakatichas shem betzalachas shem lo yavalochot teichef. So I'll pour a lot of salt and I'll start getting involved in the shmooze. Somebody has to be kasha in the Rambam and I have to take an hour like this and answer the Rambam. Meanwhile, the salt is long enough for an hour and the vegetables go out. No. I think we're making bechlal to. We're not so involved in shver rambas for an hour, so we're not as high madrigas he is. So therefore, the minig is to be mekel. It seems to me. Okay.
How does the biscuit chews have salad dressing on the salad? Pieces touch each other. I mean, you can't.
Well, salad dressing not the same as salt. I guess not.
It is,
doesn't it? Only the same as salt water for not the same as salt damage. I don't think so. Now. Footnote 26. He comments, Echad, 26. Tuva Shulchan Aruch. I said 4 or 5, as I told you before. Laughed Afka, 2 was also awesome. He says, only one at a time. Alter Rebbe says to Beferish, 2 was no good. I, the Chumas Hadesh and Sifdalin, a few, you know, come one at a time. The Midrash is to be Machmir. Wants this. That's very, very difficult. We only do this, but the truth is, what do we sort? I'm asking you a question. What do we sort? Well, you know, my doctor said I should have cut down my salt a little bit. But even the good old days, I salt. You know, what I salt?
Salt meat.
Meat. That's okay. What else?
Soup.
That should be okay. That's a bishul problem. It's okay. We assume it's not a problem. What else? Kugel. Cholent. We don't, none of these kind of, I don't put any salt on them. My wife gives me salad with my filter fish. She puts on lettuce with peppers, with cucumbers, with carrots. I don't put salt on that. Do you? Really? So that would be a problem. You want to put salt on the whole thing at one shot, it'd be a problem. So don't do it. That's all. I don't have such a great head for that. That seems to be potentially a problem. Okay.
Rebbe, what should one do in that situation? Go shake one by one on each piece? Like, what do you?
That's what it says. One at a time. And they shouldn't even touch with the sun. I don't know. I understand what it says over here. I understand what it says. That's what it says. Now, it's interesting. In footnote 29 is it'll get a little bit of a break. Elam kein chatichos ketanas hein, va'derech le'ochlo bevas achas. Baruch Hashem. If it's small pieces and you typically put them all in your mouth in one shot, it's the equivalent of one piece. Who said so? 29. Tzos ha'shulchan, based on the mechabes evav, en limloach pulim adashim harbe biyachar. You don't have to do each bean by itself. The Kafachayim and the Ben Ishchai say the same thing. Phew! We dodged the bullet a little bit. But not the whole, you know, it could be you have a salad, a whole bunch. Whatever you're going to put in your mouth, we'll call it one mouthful, not more than that. Okay? That's what it says. Fine? What happened to the following situation? This is footnote 33. If you have a salad, and in the salad, there are some vegetables that the melach mishana tivim and others not. What not? He gives an example. Salad beitzim in butzel. When I got my mother used to call this tzibulich mit aya. Because in Europe they couldn't afford too many eggs. Onions are much cheaper. So instead of calling it aya mit tzibulich, eggs and onions, she heard Masorah was onions and eggs. We had in our house, even though she called it that, but we had more eggs than onions. We could afford eggs, Baruch Hashem. And we even had chopped liver in it. That was my job. My job was to sit there and then chop it. We spoke about that in Tochen in the summer. That's a Torah Rajba. You can do it for immediate use. We used to use a hakmesa. Not going to that thing right now for today's discussion. He says, "Me anochon lahachmir shalditin bel melach lefi kolam anal." It's only nochon. Befrat, im amin asher melech meshana tivo, who are rove, which used to be in Europe, o nika v'ol v'fnei atzmo. It's not, it's all mixed in. So in our salad, the egg is more than the onion, and maybe the liver is even more than the egg. So it would be hetagam. People put tuna fish with onions also, right? That people do that sometimes. Sky has onions. But the majority of the tuna fish, I hope, Baruch Hashem, they can afford it. So, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Fine. Fine. Good. Rabosai, having said this, I want to turn to something else. In the Mishnah Brewer, right over here, is something which is quite important. Quite important. It's, again, we can't discuss the whole thing right now, but a little bit. We mentioned about Hachana before. Take a look, Rabosai, in the Mishnah Brewer, end of Sifkon, Chof Aleph. Watch this. Umikomakom Niret, the last seven lines of the first column. Also, the Hadiah Chabasa Shlonimlach Kishachayam Shlishi Shbiyos B'Shavas. Who knows what I'm talking? Who knows what he's talking about? Who even knows what he's talking about? Third day is on Shabbos. Who knows what he's talking about? Nobody knows what he's talking about. You know why? Who ever saw his mother or grandmother salt meat? I know why I don't have to talk about. All of our meat now is salted in the factories, not even in the local butcher shops. When I came to Riverdale eons ago, there was still salting meat in the butcher shop, and it was under my hashkach. It was my responsibility to do this funny things. What's a funny thing? There's a din, it's called, I'll use the Yiddish term, it's called oiver. What that means is, it's a chumas ha-ga'onim, not to salt meat for purposes of subsequent cooking if 3 days pass from the time of the shechita. So every side of beef was marked with a plumber, with the hashkach on it, the exact day, moment of the shechita, and within, if you didn't salt it within 72 hours, if you didn't salt it within 72 hours, it was no good, unless, who knows? No, you never, you soak it in water. If you soak it in water, this extends it another 72 hours, because that way it doesn't get frozen into it and congealed into it, so it won't come out. The blood won't come out.
Immediately?
What?
You soak in water.
No, if you saw within 72 hours. So it's happened more than one occasion. I got up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Me. That was before. Now I get up early anyway. But in those days, I was much younger. I would not get up so early in the morning. I got up at 4 o'clock in the morning because the sun was first coming in, who knows when, 4 in the morning. And I had to get it done by 7 o'clock in the morning because otherwise it was already over. And I would make sure it was dunked into the water. Yeah, this is my lifetime. I'm told by, but I was already a rub in the community. I should say it was less than 40 years ago. Less than 40 years ago, there was still salting meat in local butcher shops. I don't know if it's done in New York City anyway. Maybe in Bechassida, maybe. But the place that we go, it all comes in, as they say, kosher gemacht. It's already salted in Iowa, who knows where, wherever the places are. Where else? Upstate New York. Wherever it's coming from. Yes, sir.
Why did they not do that previously?
No, because it took 3 days to ship. They would shecht in the Midwest.
Why didn't they salt it right there? Like, why is it sent?
Oh, no, because it was in those days, it wasn't their problem. They all they did was shecht them there. Now it became factories. It was shecht them. They sipped out the meat immediately. There was a very great man, Rabbi David Silver, Zichron Levracha, the son of the famous Rabbi Lezer Silver from Cincinnati, the father of Rabbi Aaron Silver from Karen Biavna. Where was his rabbanus all the years? Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. For many, many years, it was his responsibility. When the meat came in trains from Iowa, from other places, it stopped, and it would take more than 3 days. It would become trafe. His job was to do what had to be done. Now, what had to be done? There were big coolers. Instead of dipping every single piece of meat in a barrel of water, which is what I did, they would hose them down. They would take a big hose and pour a lot of water all over all the meat. And if you wonder, Rabbi David Silver, you could be choshen, they wouldn't do a good job. He was an ish tzaddik, and he did a good job. The post was saying, there's a lot of water on every piece of meat, it's good enough. I'm just telling you, you never heard of this thing before in your life. Ask a Bubby, maybe she can tell you about it from her youth. Okay? Maybe. Yeah?
If meat becomes over, what's the status of the...
You are not, it can no longer... cook it. You may roast it. Because you roast things, you can roast it without salting, technically speaking. No, the salt is not going to work after 72 hours. Back to Mishnah Berurah. Shlishi is Mishnah. It's important to know these things. They're both your general knowledge. You know, there's a little going on in this world. What? Next year, we're learning Chulin. It's official. I got an email about it today. I don't not plan to learn much of Ilchus Mikra. It's going to come up a little bit. But it's not L'maisa again. I'm just trying to learn Shechita too, for that matter. I'm trying to do what you have to do in your kitchen. Your kitchen, you'll probably never do Malicha, and you probably never do Shechita. Not in the kitchen, anyway. Let's go back. Ukadei shlo yeoser achakach lebishel. Kevin shein rotel lechol hayom. V'gamein derech lechol chai. Niko sheoser letzorachol. Afadei any Yehudi oser ladiach. Shein kan hefset kol kach lo yadichenu. Why? Sheyuchol lechol tzli. Because the Magen Avraham. Just roast it. Instead of cooking it. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Umaya b'yochet b'beso. What? You can't sell this. You're going to sell something, but I'm only stung. You can only roast it. You can't salt it. You can't cook it. No one's going to buy that. So you're going to lose $1 million. You lose all your fortune, right? Etc., 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 etc. Then he says, the next column, line 2, Hiskimu harbi achronim, the yesh lahokel adiachai the any Yehudi tlochen magen Avraham. Eliyarabba says that what if he yafsha the any Yehudi muter gamay the Yisrael. Whoa, let's take a look at Eliyarabba. Shin is a different place. Shin ches if cotton ayin. What a funny place. Let's take a look. Shin ches. Where are we? Farshim and Shulchan Aruch. Eliyarabba. Where are we? Shin Ches. Ayin? Ayin. Nishalti, Bosa Shinizkash Meshabbas, Hashog Gimel Yama Mishchita Melo Melicha Vadocha. Melicha Meshabbas, Heshaft. Oh, Simen Shin Chaf Aleph. Dunum. Mutal Hashkas is Atolosh, Kadesh lo Yichmosh, Kederach Shemutal Tatla. Kedua didn't bossa Zeh, the Mutal Betiltal, the Mutal Vadocha. They did it in front of the Kenya Gonzal, the two through a goy. Kema Shandy, Biru and Yuli, the Hatta Afade, Strong, Shiapsha, the goy, Akan Shuvasi. Then I saw the Magen Avraham. It was printed afterwards. And as it wasn't even printed when he wrote the original, he was a very, Eliyahu was a Kadman. He's around not long after the Magen Avraham, it looks like. He has different things he doesn't like. The kids in Emirates, he thinks it's mutter. Zelo avitikun. The kids. Let me ask you the following. Why is there an Easter of Hachana? We spoke about Hachana earlier today, right? We spoke about the Shulta Gibor, about the Erev Pesach. Here's my answer. Hachana is only something we could do just as well in Motzei Shabbos. You're trying to save time. That's a zilzul in Shabbos. You know, instead of setting up the table for Mama Malka tonight, I'll do it now. That's a zilzul in Shabbos. As if, you know, time on Shabbos is cheap. And time on the Shabbos when I can use my devices, that's more valuable time. Yeah? That's a zilzul in Shabbos. Because in my opinion, it's a zilzul in Shabbos, you can't do it through a guy either. It's not the Maisa Isser. Which is, it's the zilzul. I talk about the lawsuit. Can I tell you right now? This is something of $1 million lawsuit. Yeah. When the Rivet El Vad was established 40 years ago, approximately, as I'm telling you, that's why I know about my soldier 40 years ago. Before that was a rabbi from the Heights, gave the Ashkava to the local butcher. When he retired, we had to take on the Achrayas. I believe it was 40 years ago. A little more, 42 by now, maybe, I'm not sure exactly. So the question was, caterers wanted to set up on Shabbos for their Motzei Shabbos events to a goy. So I said no. So one of the rabbis moved to L.A., and he said no. He was sued for $1 million for restraint of trade, because the other rabbis were allowing it. Thank God the lawsuit did not succeed. But there's a $1 million deal over here, so I thought it shouldn't work. I over here, here it's not a chana, because you can't do it Motzei Shabbos. It's too late. For example, Hafaras Nedarim. Hafaras Nedarim is Mutter on Shabbos. It's not relevant until you can't do it. Beyom Shabbat, once the sun sets, you can't do it anymore. Or, for example, you finish lunch on Shabbos, you have a lot of chicken. What do you do with it? What do you do with it? Would you? Where do you put it?
Fridge.
You're not going to have flesh for Shalosh Shudas. You're going to be in shul. The teretz is going to get ruined otherwise. It's not called achana. Yes.
So maybe if one has a flight right after Shabbos, so can you pack on Shabbos?
Not a chance.
But there's no time after.
No, because you, that's subjectively, you create a situation. That's what the caterer said. We don't have enough time to set up the whole the dining room because we have to. We call the wedding for an hour after Shabbat. So don't call the wedding. Don't go to flight that early. No. Anyway, fight there, boss. Now, the last part of the Shia, I want to tell you something which is printed over here, which relates to the, I told you, the connection between the various melachos of Or. Okay, so I'm going to go skip ahead to the issue of Ochlin, of foods. Yeah, I'm sorry. Sure.
Why does he have to come up with a case where it's both Erev Pesach and Shabbos? If it was Yantiv, I mean, if it's being an Amlel Pesach, so if it's Mishum Ibud, wouldn't it be Asra Yantiv also?
Good question. In Hilchos Pesach, there's a distinction between Shabbos and during the week. Apparently, there are more leniencies during the week, maybe because it's Ochel Nefesh, and things of this nature. I don't want to go into the Hilchos Yantiv.
Neither for the Rambams.
Good. If it's the Rambam, you're right. The Rambam is much better. Because Bishul's like Bishul Yontif. Right. Good question. If it's not Bishul, it's a good question. Good question. But if you look at Nichols Pesach, I'm pretty sure you'll see that distinction as well. Pretty sure. This year, as last year, first night of Pesach is Friday night. So prepare the salt water. Tell your mother, I want to prepare the salt water on Friday. Be a good son. Okay? Father had to, good. Now, Rabosa, I asked you to see a Mordechai. That's true. Well, let me show you the Tosfos first. Ayin Hamid Beis. The Gemara says as follows. Ayin Hamid Beis. V'hamolcho, v'hamabdo. Hainem olea, hainem abed. Rav Yochan, v'shloch, v'shem, v'tavayo, apik, chad minayu. Vayal sirtut. It actually changed the language as malachos. Fine. Haimad the malach bistro, haimad shema abed. Rava ma'eni would be ochlin. We already saw earlier that some say it's the rabbanon. Tosfos says over here. Ein lahati mikam malichas ochlin, the osu be the rabbanon malicha be perk shmona shrotim. Vafilu be yontav osu. Yontav? Problems with the salt water. The perikamad the beitza. Whoops. See? The Tosfos gets us into trouble. Let's take a look and see what the poskim say about this. Let's turn to the Mordechai. The idea of Ochlin is relevant in the following senses. Let's take a look. The Mordechai is Shin Samach Beis. And it'll be Ochlin, Agamar. Mikan Omer HaOlam. Who's this great rabbi? He's called the Olam. Rabbeinu HaOlam. Sh'osam Tartri Shel Tapuchim. Mutal Lachlikam. Eina Mishu Memachek. Shein it'll be Ochlin. This is a non sequitur, no? It says, Ein. He will be Ochlin, and therefore, Ibn Machik will be Ochlin. What's the connection? What's the answer? Why is mentioned Tosh to Mashiach? No. Malachas of Or. They're equating all the Malachas of Or. The same as Ein Ibn be Ochlin, as Ein Ibn Machik be Ochlin. Ava Mikom Makom Ein Zuraya, the Nuchalom, the Hodacham Ahocha, Ein Ibn be Ochlin, Ein Ibn Doraisa. Ava Bidrabon, and Yesh Ibud, Midakom, the Kamon, Perk Shmon, and Shrotzim, Ein Osin Hilmi. Agamar, it's Ochlin, doesn't matter. Uperakama de Beitza, The Ka'amar ain't nos in the Aleph Ne'adarson. What's Aleph? Amas Nisin. We'll see what that means. On a Mishnah, Beitzi. Achim Mikomakom, Yesh Tahate, Mishnah, the Necholos, Kmoshe Hain, Belo Chalika, Hamach Matov, Belo Broch. Oh, this is something which is interesting. Interesting. Narabosai. Why is that Hamach Matov, Belo Broch? Why? We could say a distinction between Ibur and Miruach. The Iko Ibur is what? Is Viskayim. The Iko Ibur is to preserve forever. And therefore, Ochlin, which is not forever, right? We saw this in our sugya. You can have it that same day, for example. So then Ein Ibur B'Ochlin. It's not comparable in any which way to the Av Malacha. That Malacha. But when it comes to memachek or memareach, to spread things, the ikar is not the kiyum necessarily. So therefore, maybe it should be more machmir when it comes to memareach than when it comes to ibur. That's a possible pshat over here in this Mordechai, which is suggested in the Sefer Hilchos Shabbos b'Shabbos. Suggest this, but take a look at both in Mishnah Brura Shin Chaf Aleph Sifkotin Pei Beis Sifkotin Pei Beis. There are more quotes this Mordechai. The very end, it's on the Maram Mekomus Shin Chaf Aleph Yutes. There are more. Umuto Lahachlik Ochel B'Shabbos. So havi bezemish memachek, hol vi efshel the ochlo below ze. That's what the Rambam Mordechai just said. Umikom v'amach mit memachos ot apuchem v'chadoma shetaka v'kach tovol abrocha. If you're machmir, here's the Mishnah Berurah of cotton pay bays. Tovol abrocha ulemareach tapuchem v'vusholim al alechem v'den shema v'shuman v'chema bevaday shari. You're allowed to butter your bread on Shabbos. Why? Why is it any better? Take a look in Bir Halacha. Tovo lebracha, Mishnah Berurah, Pei Beis, Magen Avraham, Kol Smak, Temuta lemroach atapuchim gam lemokom harekon. What you're trying to do is have the entire bread covered with their apple jam, apple spread. You gotta spread it out. You're not trying to smooth it. You're just trying to spread it out. See, Magen Avraham. Well, then I'll lechem. Okay, the word of Magen Avraham. At l'shon ago smak. Yeah. Some say the Machem Ochon, the Rabbanon, we just saw in the Mordechai and the Tosfos. That's right. But Abim. Because of Shem. The mutal and marea katapuchem and vushola shebetoch ha-pashtida. Kevin she'ein os elekele l'simam b'mokam she'ein sham. You're not trying to smooth. You're trying to spread it in every single place. Akal l'shon. V'tzon olama. Ain't kavanosa ami ruach leetzem ami ruach. You don't want to make a smooth surface. Rak lemale b'mokam areikon. Every piece of the bread should have some apple jam on it. It's a psikresha. After psikresha, yeah. And the Magen Avraham says after milster rabbanu also as our famous Magen Avraham shiudal against the mechaber. Psikresha by the rabbanu is also hocha. Came in the Balav Ochi, Yeshlocha B'Sham, Jefshel Echel Beloze. It's mutter anyway. According to the most poskim, as we saw in the Mordechai, Eilu Lahach Meklal. So Amach Mertovel Abrocha is only if you have intention, but it's only a psikresha. Not. Okay? Keep that in mind. That's what it says. Rabosai. We saw the Mordechai said what he said. So Tos said what he said. He said the Rabbona, and he brought a raya from Hilmi. Now the Rambam said that Hilmi is a question of Kovash Kavashim. If that's the case, you can't bring me a raya according to the Rambam. That is an Issa the Rabbona of Ibud Be'ochlin. Because he says the Issa of Hilmi has nothing to do with Ibud. It's a question of Bishul Kovash Kavashim. So therefore, the Rambam is going to fall off. Give me a man from Rambam. Rambam's have a different shita completely. It's Bishul. What about the other raya? What is the other raya? Beit Yud Aleph and Aleph. What? What is the raya? What's the raya? Big day yesha base. What's the raya? Besof asugya. It's on page chaf aleph in our print. Ein mochen es achalovim. Moleach olim kamach atiris v'vasachas. Dafka rav adam marim u'molach. Gromba gromba shvamina dafka adai rabba mutter. You can't salt these things. He must be an Ibn, is it Issa Derabbanan? Yeah. Yeah, but if you look on the Rambam, when he quotes this, we can deflect this proof too. According to the Rambam, you can deflect all the proofs on both sides. The proof from salt water, we can deflect, is a question of Bishul. What about the proof from Timon Beitzah? And mochen as a chalovim, and mehapchem bev, and shochem el suruch, and gavit tez. Why? They should ain on ruyin la achila. Fakert. The only reason why is that is because why? It's ain ruyin la achila. Had it been ruyin la achila, it would have been mutter, according to the Rambam. Would have been mutter. Would have been mutter. Give a look at both saying the Vilna Gaon, shin chav aleph, sif cotton, chav hey. Please look. Shin chav aleph and Vilna Gaon. Siv Katan Chafei. Siv Yates is at the end. On this Mordechai we just saw. Umukomakom Buddha Shabbos I can have a bait and be offered. Lashna Mordechai Shin Samach Beis. Bikan Shaosan Tarsha Shal Tupuchan Mutalach Ligan Name Zemesh Mache. Umukomakom and Raya Mikan. Push the Kosova Toysvis. It is also the Rabbanam. Okay, Mukomakom. Yeshlahatim. Mishim Shinechelas Kimoshim below Chaluka. Below Chalika. Hamachta Lebrocha. Let's go to Rama. Hold the Efsha. Who come on? Shakasav Sham Kuf Tes Oman Aleph Ziri Le Tamei Vechuli. Who knows what this means? Who knows what it means? You know what Ziri Le Tamei is? Look, let's look. Vilna Gaon said to look. Let's look. Kuf Tes Oman Aleph. Those who are in the Shia should know from last month. You should remember this. That's a different Ziri. I mean, that, remember, it's the same. See in a second. You are right, it's the same Ziri. Ziri the Tamei, the Yom HaZiri, no sin Odom, Yayin, Sol, Umayim, Slulun, the Tocham, HaShemeres, B'Shabbos, V'Nechoshesh, Alma, came in the Mishnah Siyachi, La Midik Ovid, Hochanami came in the Mishkalachi, La Midik Ovid, this is the famous Yisod. And we pointed out last month, that although the Gemara has it in this particular context, the Ritva quoted it, on Kuf Mem Zayin about Malabin. Since you wear the garment anyway, it's not considered to be a tikkun. Since you can eat the bread anyway with it, the apple jam is not on every single spot. You can eat it anyway. I give you my word, you can guarantee it. You can eat it. You can get the butter on every spot of your bread. You know, maybe some buffoon Akim. I won't eat this bread and butter to you, ma, to put butter on every single spot of my bread, ma. That's a spoiled brat. As you can eat it, you can eat it without that. Even without that. That's what the Vilna Gaon says. And the Ritva quotes, as I mentioned before, by Malabin as well. Oh. Nara Bosai, turn to the last thing for today. Mishnah Shin Chav Beis, Sivkotin Yud Ches. Could be left out of the Marma Kamas. Yud Ches, I don't see it here. Cool, okay, let's see if I have the right one. Shin Chav Beis Yud Ches. Oh yeah, it was too long. That's why I don't want to put it on. Okay. It's too long. Here, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that is Ein Mechatech Ba'ochlim. There's a whole discussion about Melacha Mechatech. It gives you a Derech Agam. What? Ein mechatech bi'ochlin. You see, it's the third from the last line. Ein mechatech, ein melechas mechatech shach bi'ochlin, moshkosavnu li'el sivkot nyud beis. What's a sivkot nyud beis? Take a look. Sivkot nyud beis. Yeah. Top line of the page. Dvar ochalu, who said so? Chayodom, klal lamed vov, siv gimel. Okay, Our last point for today is to look in the Chayyim. We'll look in actually in the Nishmas Adam, which tries to prove this. And I want to say that my last point for today is to disprove his proof. I'm not passing the Chumrah, but I don't think his proof is good. Where do we find this? Sefer Halacha.
First entry
is Chayyadam. One second. I want Nishmas Adam. Klal Amid Vav said, Klal Amid Vav. What? Watch this. One second. Oh. Very long. Oh, come on. Someone in the middle of this Rambam, someone new to this piece in Nishmas Adam, Sivkot Aleph, it means a Rambam that I asked you to see, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Zayin and Ches, where it's clear from the Rambam that there's no Mechatet B'Yochel. He's right. I'm just not finding it here.
It's like right in the beginning.
At the beginning, I went to... So by Yochan is no mechatech. So writes the Rambam. Gvaldik. So Mishnah Berurah quotes it. In my opinion, it's no raya. Rambam l'shitaso. I'm holds. There's no ibud b'yochan. I told you it all. There's no b'mareach b'yochan. I told you it all. There's no mechadah. I told you it all. Because he holds. I agamara. What did Rambam say? Why is agamara also? Bevashel. But when we paskin, there's yesh ibud b'yochan with rabbanon, and maybe even b'machik with rabbanon. Maybe it's even mechadah with rabbanon. We'll stop here. Mishnah tomorrow. We'll actually start the real malacha of the Machek, but the Yad of the Shemayim.